Thank you for kicking off a new week with CNN Student News. 10 minutes of current events with no commercials. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. First up today, disaster in the Balkans. This is a region of Europe east of the Adriatic Sea, and the nation of Serbia is dealing with its worst flooding since people started keeping records 120 years ago. Rain and rising rivers are the reason why more than 24,000 people have been evacuated in Serbia. But one rescuer says many more need to get out. They just don't want to leave their homes. Several people have died in Serbia, as well as in neighboring Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnian officials say one town got 2 months' worth of rain in less than 2 days. More than 10,000 troops have been helping with rescue efforts in the region. Other nations from Russia to Israel are sending supplies. The west coast of the U.S. has been dealing with another sort of disaster, but since last week, officials in California have made a lot of progress in containing wildfires. The weather shifted. Cooler winds and moist air from the Pacific Ocean helped firefighters get a handle on most of the blazes in Southern California. One of them scorched a chunk of land the size of Manhattan. And fire season is just beginning, but crews have a lot of tools to deal with it.
A wall of flames closing in on a Marine airstrip, a military base under siege.
I watched as this thing marched from about a half a mile away, almost to within 200 meters of us. And I could feel the heat on my face as this thing approached.
Enter the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing and 22 helicopters ready to battle the flames. On this flight, we're headed for a lake on the base with a 300-gallon bucket in tow. Our chopper is guided by a crew chief manning a door in the chopper floor. From our window, you can see the delicate balance as other choppers lower toward the lake. Our pilot does the same, lowering the bucket till it's submerged. Once it's full, we head for the fire line.